we are at the top of Le Chamassère. What a great view. I love it. So, Grandpa, will you show me this famous guest book? I would like you to tell me another one of those incredible stories from the time when you were the concierge of the palace. It must have been great to meet all those celebrities, right? I would have loved to be in your shoes.
Wait. Wait, my little Anne. It's not that simple. First of all, we're on a mission. If the guest book is in my bag, it's because it was entrusted to me by the new owners of the hotel, with very precise instructions to find the washed away names of the famous people who wrote a nice dedication in it. Do you see? The guest book is damaged. What a pity. It was left for a whole winter in one of the hotel's storerooms under a leaky roof, and the bottom of the pages is in a very bad shape. But never mind. You're going to help me decipher the signatures, and I'll tell you the stories, okay? For example, here, you see, we are in the early 70s. The dedication is in English. Nice to be back here in Villas. And it's signed... Oh dear, it's unreadable. It looks like an M. It must be one of those English musicians. He was always accompanied by one of his sidekick guitarists. What was his name again? They'd just arrived from France, and Claude Nobbs, the director of the Montreux Jazz Festival, had found them a chalet in Villars. His guitarist was Keith, I think. They had sports cars, but they never had snow tyres, you know.
Wait, let me see, Grandpa. Phew, you can hardly read anything now. Maybe it is an M. Yes. Mick, maybe? Oh, wait, I found it. Are you telling me that you served the Rolling Stones here in Villars? Are you serious? Come on, then we have the name of the British rocker, Grandpa.